Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Today, I'm speaking with Ellen Berezza. I bet I've got that wrong, but we'll check in a minute when I bring her on. A woman who truly understands what it means to look strong on the outside while quietly struggling on the inside. By her mid-20s, she had lost both parents. And in 2019, she was just diagnosed with progressive multiple sclerosis. Cirrhosis itself. I'm just going to bring her on. I'm going to ask all these words in a different way. I don't know what's wrong with my words today, but I am having problems. So for years, she did what so many capable women do. She coped, she carried on, she stayed strong until she realised that sheer willpower isn't enough to live well. Now, Ellen helps women with the chronic illness stop fighting that inner world and instead find steadiness, peace and emotional relief, even when life doesn't cooperate. She's a hypnotherapist, keynote speaker and mindset strategist. And today we're exploring what it really takes to stay whole when life asks far more than you are expected. Welcome, Ellen. Come on.
Thank you.
How do you say your surname?
Berezza.
Berezza. Okay. And I couldn't say your illness properly. So,
well, it's not my illness. It's the illness, but it's called multiple sclerosis. And I was diagnosed with the secondary progressive form of it. My father passed away from it. And I had the first symptom 9 months after he died.
Oh, goodness. So
yeah.
Can we start at the beginning, really?
Sure.
So can you take us back to the years when everything began unraveling for you?
Well, my dad died when I was 22. My mom died from breast cancer when I was 24. And then, as I mentioned, 9 months after my father passed away, I got the first symptom of what was later to be diagnosed as secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. Mind you, between that period from that first symptom, it was a good 32, 42, I don't know, almost 30 years. I'm 55 now. So in 2019, I was diagnosed with secondary progressive, and that's when my whole life, it turned upside down. It was just crazy. I was a biotech sales executive for 24 years. I used to, I worked out with a personal trainer 3 days a week for 20 years. I was fit. I was in shape. I wore heels every day, probably because I'm only 4 feet 10. So it felt kind of mandatory that I had to heighten a little bit. But anyway, the point is, all of a sudden I couldn't really walk. All of a sudden I couldn't hold my urine until I went to the bathroom. I couldn't really use one of my hands. Like, all these crazy things were happening to my life. And I just, it got to the point, I was looking for all these things outside of me to help fix it. Every doctor you can imagine, acupuncture, Reiki, you name it. I tried it all until I realized I got to the point where I didn't want to live anymore. And it was brutal because I couldn't live that life. It wasn't who I am. I'm very high energy and I was kind of, my life was being stripped away from me. So I knew I had a decision to make, and that was either off myself and continue to live in misery or find a way to fall in love with my life as it was. And I made that decision to do that, the falling in love with my life. So I had been studying neuroscience since I was a kid. Didn't realize that's what I was studying, but I was always into the mind and hypnosis and all these cool things. And I became a hypnotherapist, and I realized what it took to love my life, even when things don't go my way. And anyone can do it. It's not just women with chronic illness. I just happen to help those people because I know it best. I mean, this is what I'm dealing with. But the truth is, anyone that overthinks, that drives themselves crazy in thought loops that don't serve them, can really make a change, but they have to be willing to do it. That's the thing. Most people are like, oh yeah, I did this. I did a generic, hypnosis on YouTube. It didn't really work. I'm like, well, it probably gave you a little bit of relief, but it's that generic hypnosis doesn't know you and your personal story. Wow. It's like getting your relationship advice from a billboard. So, Yeah. So anyway, that's basically how it started in a nutshell. And now I'm helping other people do the same. I'm not perfect. I have days where I wake up and I feel not good. And I feel that pit in my stomach, just like any other human being. But then I remember that I take the time, and we can go into this more later if you'd like, but I take the time to sit with myself. I put the problems to the side. It'll always be there when I get back. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put it to the side. I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to envision how I want to feel and what I want to be in my life as if it's already happened, and feel that, literally conjure up the feelings of what I want as if I already have them. And when you do that, and we'll go more into this because honestly, it's going to take a long time and we don't have that kind of time today. When you do that, you literally change your body chemistry, and you will notice after you do that, even just for 17 seconds, your brain will start giving you other thoughts to match the good feeling thoughts that you're thinking. It's all based on chemistry. It's very interesting.
So interesting you're saying this, right? So in fairness, listeners, today, I don't know why, and it's the 5th of January, 2026, I woke up and thought, oh, this is just not my day. Why, I thought it, because I'm a very positive person. And I think I was meant to talk to you today because I'm a huge manifester, and the way I manifest is how I feel. I have to do, like you say, put this on the side and then bring myself back in. Another thing I do, like I walk my dog, etc. So this conversation is really interesting for me. And what I do is what most people, women, men, whatever, do. They go, I'm fine. Why do you think so many capable women push through pain instead of asking for support?
Because we are dependent upon to be the caregivers. So we take care of everyone else while ignoring how we feel, because this has to get done and dinner has to be made and I have my kids and I have my pets and I have, what about me? I'll be all right. Because you're always going to say that. But your body is screaming, no, I'm not. And that's where the conflict is. What a lot of people don't realize is everything, you know, and you may have known this and maybe you don't, but being that what you're involved in feng shui and all that, everything's based on frequency. The whole entire universe is based on frequency. And how we match the frequency that we want is every thought we think incites our brain to produce a chemical. Okay. So that's just facts. That's biology, right? And so what happens is, even from when you're young, you're yelled at by your parents, something happens and you take on these emotions, not knowing, you know, you don't have the wherewithal as a kid to know that it's not your fault. So you're thinking these thoughts over and over and over again. Your body's producing chemicals over and over again. And so your body gets used to those chemicals. Your subconscious mind doesn't care if what you're thinking about is right or wrong, good or bad, legal or illegal. It does not care. It just follows what your conscious mind tells it and produces those chemicals. What happens is, kind of beneath your awareness, is your body becomes addicted to those chemicals. Your brain only will stick with what's familiar, whether it's good for you or not. If being in a yucky situation is familiar, it's going to keep you in that situation because it knows it. It knows it. It's familiar with it. And you become comfortable in your discomfort. And for the rest of your life, you will seek out other experiences to elicit that same chemical response because that's what your body is craving. It's like a hit, like any other drug. So in order for you to change that chemical, you must intentionally change your thoughts by, like you said, putting to the side the way you're feeling. For instance, I'm dealing with multiple sclerosis. It's awful. I don't like it. There's times where I just want to rip my hair out. I'm so frustrated. And I say, I quiet my mind. I think about how I want to feel. I will envision it. I will smell the smells and feel the feelings and see the sights. And even if you do it for 17 seconds, what happens is your brain will start to bring in, or excuse me, your brain is what sends out the electrical response. Your heart is the magnet that draws the events back to you. So when you align your thoughts with your feelings, That is how you get the chemical response you want. And after doing that for 17 seconds and then 34 seconds, if you can get to 68 seconds, according to Abraham Hicks, I'm not sure if you know Abraham Hicks, but if you can do that for just 68 seconds, which is 1 minute, 8 seconds, your brain will start bringing in other thoughts to match that frequency. And then you're producing better chemicals. And at first, your body's going to fight it because it's like, no, 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 no. I like those yucky chemicals. Where are those? That's what I want. And so it's going to keep trying to take you back down into that rabbit hole of BS. And you have to know, consciously say, no, this is how we're feeling now. This is how we're feeling now. Kind of like Netflix. Are you familiar with Netflix?
Oh, my goodness. I'm a binger.
Okay. So you know how Netflix, if you're watching, let's just say you're into dark crime dramas. And you're watching them, and Netflix is like, oh, you like this? What about this? You want to watch this one? What about this? And it offers you suggestions. But then if you're like, enough, I don't want to watch this anymore. Now I want to watch romantic comedies. Are you sure you don't want to watch this? Are you sure you don't? And you're like, no. So you have to keep telling it what you want until it's like, oh, okay, so now this is what we're doing. Now, do you want to watch this? Your brain does the same thing. You have to be intentional. And you have to match that thought with the feelings in your heart. That's it. When they're aligned, it's not easy, but it's simple.
Right. We're just going to hold that for a minute because I've got a few more questions. I've got so many questions, actually.
I talk a lot like you.
We're now heading over to our sponsors. So don't go away, anyone. We'll be back shortly to talk to Ellen and continue this very powerful conversation.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
The station that makes you feel good.
So I have to tell you, listeners, I was scrolling through Facebook and I came across Ellen. And I'm not someone to massively send out Facebook friendships. You know, I tend to get asked. Anyway, I saw Ellen and I was like, oh, I'm just gonna do add as a friend. And she came back and she accepted me. Which was very clever because she said, so why are you interested in me? And I was like, oh my God, I wasn't expecting a question. I was just going to follow you more because you just interested me. And I went, well, in all honesty, everything you're saying or what I've seen is really interesting. So I said, do you fancy coming on my show? And you were like, yes, weren't you? So that's how we got to know each other. But anyway, let's talk about you. You know, you speak beautifully about not trying to fix yourself or force positivity. Which is a sort of different mindset, although the same. Do you think?
Well, the thing is, you can't force anything, can you? Because it's always going to smack you in the face. The bottom line is you have to change the way that you think in order to change anything on the outside. It all starts inside first. And that's why you ever see people, it seems like everything's working out for them, but they're like dumb or they're not good people, yet they always have the best boyfriend. They always have the best. How? Because they are selfish. And I don't mean selfish in the way of not caring about other people, but it's about caring about yourself first. Just like when you're on an airplane, you have to take the oxygen first before you can give it to anyone else.
Right.
You have to do that. And so those people have learned how to master their focus. It's not about mastering your life. It's just about learning how to master and direct your focus. Anything happen. I mean, bad things happen all the time. People get into car accidents and they can be like, you're a jerk. You're blah, blah. Does that make you feel better? No. But if you think, you know what? What was I thinking about when this happened? Because everything is a result of what we put out there, even when we don't realize it.
I literally live by what you're saying, but I've not put it out in the words you've done. I believe that the universe listens to us all the time. And when I'm talking to my clients who say, oh, yeah, you can't, you know, is that possible? I said, well, if your phone, you're talking to your friend on your phone here and they're halfway across the world and they can hear it straight away, why can't the universe, the energy that lives around us, hear exactly what's going on? You believe in your phone. You don't question that that phone will ring somewhere else and they will do it. They've just tapped into energy by doing that. So that's my way, but you talk about it in a different way to me, but it's exactly the same one way.
You know what's really cool, Janine? Most people don't realize that we are very limited by our five senses alone. And that's all we have to go by. And people go by that. They're like, well, I can see it. Well, I can hear it. Or, I'm not healed. I can feel the pain. I can see whatever, I can see that. You know what I'm saying? So the point is this. Experts believe that we perceive less than 1% of actual reality with our senses alone. People don't realize that. Like you just said about the phone. For people that don't believe that there's something outside of our senses, think about Wi-Fi. You know it exists. Can't see it. It's invisible. Gravity. You can't see gravity, but you jump off a building, you'll find out about it really quick, Also like dog whistles. If you're talking about like listening, you can't hear a dog whistle, but you blow it, the dog's going nuts. Mm-hmm. Colors. I mean, there's so many things that we just cannot perceive. What we put out there is what comes back to us, whether we want to face that or not. That's just a fact of reality. So if you're getting a lot of crappy things in your life, what are you putting out there? And I'm not saying what you're putting out there by what you're saying or doing to people, but what are you thinking about? Because that's the electrical impulse that you're sending out. And how are you feeling about that? Because that's the magnet that draws things back to you, like I said. And that's the bottom line of it. You have to work with it, not against it.
So I totally, totally get what you're saying. You are so aligned to me. So if we've got some listeners in who are listening and they've got chronic illnesses, which have betrayed their bodies, basically, haven't they? That's the thing about chronic illness. How do you help people? How do you, I'm talking about you, help people in this way? How do you help them with it?
Yeah, so I guess just in the way that I do it for myself, I mean, I have not healed completely, but I've certainly seen improvements in a lot of ways from where I was just by changing the way that I think and feel. A lot of people will they'll discount small changes. Oh, that's not enough. Mm. Why? Why is it not enough for you? You know, I help these people by showing them that once you feel better, that's when, as I mentioned, it's all regarding the universe. What you put out is what comes back. So the more you practice the thinking better and feeling better, you will start to notice things shifting in your life, different synchronicities happening, different things happening where you're like, oh, whoa, that was different. And maybe it's not going to be a complete healing of your illness right away. That's okay. Keep working with it. You just can't give up on yourself. And you can't say, well, yeah, this will work for Mary, but it won't work for me. Why? What makes you so special that it won't work for you? We're all connected. We are all one.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. Listen, all I'm doing is just agreeing here. You can't hear me just nodding my head and smiling. She's saying, I'm like, yay. But let's take up the fact that you became a hypnotherapist and a mindset strategist. So there's a lot of myths about hypnotherapy. Can you explain what it's really about?
Yeah. So what's really cool is that we go in and out of natural states of hypnosis all day long, and people don't recognize that that is hypnosis. Like when you're falling asleep at night, that state between awake and falling asleep, when you're driving a familiar route, maybe home from work, you get home and you realize you don't even remember the drive, you were in a state of hypnosis. People see the stage hypnotists where they're like, you know, cluck like a chicken that, you know, you knock out, you know, I mean, that's just like any other magic show. But real hypnosis, and by the way, Marissa Peer, one of your fellow Brits, you do know Marissa Peer? I don't know if you know who she is.
I think so, yeah.
She's the founder of Rapid Transformational Therapy. That's the kind of hypnotherapy that I do. But the point is this, is that people don't recognize that all hypnosis is, you're awake, you're conversing, you're not knocked out, nobody's controlling your mind. In fact, if anything, it helps you open up your mind to what's available to you. It quiets the conscious mental noise and opens you up to be able to discover where your current adult issues began, kind of eliminates them, not kind of, eliminates them, and then installs the way you want to think and feel moving forward. It's very simple. We really just ask your subconscious mind, hey, you know, Janine's mind, when did it begin that she lacked confidence or whatever it is you're looking? And then what happens is your mind will come up with scenes from your life, just like scenes from a movie. And they may not make sense to you, but we always just go with it. Like, oh, I see a motorcycle at the end of my driveway. Well, that has nothing to do with anything. And I say, that's okay. That happened when you were five. That's okay. Go with it. And so we come up with like three or four or five scenes, depending on your situation. And at the end, we ask you to correlate those scenes with your current issue and see where that connection is. And every single client always knows where the connection is. Always. So then we work on that. Everybody has a habit of saying, you know what? Like if I say, what do you want? They go, I don't want to feel X, Y, Z anymore. I don't want to. I'm not asking you what you don't want. People always tend to go with what they don't want. Yeah. What do you want? Okay, so you don't want to feel scared anymore. So then you want to feel confident. I don't want to smoke anymore. Okay, so then you want to breathe fresh air. You want to climb the stairs without becoming winded. Not what you don't. What do you want? That's where you put the focus. Because you're keeping your focus on the problem if you're focused on, I don't want to smoke. Okay, so what do you want?
Yeah, that is really true. That is so true. So we're just going to go over to our sponsors for a short message. Don't go far, because I want to talk about some other things with you very shortly.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional. Our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, so we're in our final 10 minutes, which is nowhere near enough, just nowhere near enough for all the questions I've got for you. Say someone out is listening in today who feels exhausted, overwhelmed, maybe even terrified. What is the very small steps towards giving them some sort of emotional relief? What can they do just?
Number one, yeah. Don't beat yourself up. Don't do it. Why? You're human like anyone else. Like I know this is happening to me because I did this when I was a kid, because my mom always told me I'd never amount to anything. Because, okay, first of all, none of that is true. That is programming. Our brain is the most sophisticated computer ever. And you have been programmed to think and feel a certain way. So you just have to reprogram. And that's again where the hypnotherapy comes in a way that serves you. And that is by changing and it always stems back to changing the way you think. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not, because your body is so used to those chemicals we discussed earlier that it's going to keep trying to draw you back to feeling yucky. And so you have to say, no, this is what I'm focused on now. This is what we're doing now. And you just have to keep going without judgment. That's the issue. Most people say, it's not going to work. It never works. Nothing ever works for me. Well, what do you think you're going to get with that? What results?
You're never going to get it. I mean, my mother and I had a not a great relationship, you know, as a child growing up with her. But I was sent to my grandmother's a lot. And when I tell the story, how lucky was I living with my grandmother's? I had two grandmothers. I that was my life. I was brought up with random things like a piano playing in the corner and a bike in the bedroom, all the random stuff of people going through the war and everything, with nothing and all this. And, you know, when I got to the point where I went home and then I'd find that I was back in Dad's car going somewhere else. The reason for that, listener, is because my mum couldn't deal with my intuition and all the stuff that happened around me that I wasn't in control of, you know, like answering the phone before it rang. Lots of things that a child does that has a lot of intuition and that sort of thing, couldn't control it. So I spent a lot of time with my grandparents, and so I have, whenever I tell the story, when I was younger, I was like, oh, I was always at my nana's, but then I remembered how amazing it was. And I think that's the thing, the fact that my mum, you know, she passed just a couple of years ago, and I can now genuinely, well, I have done for years, put that in a box, not put in a box, it's all sealed out, it's not even sealed out, it's just done. Do you know what I mean? And I think that what you're saying, working with you, will allow people to move forward with a quick change, a realization. How would you put it?
Well, it is a transformation, because even in the story you just told, at the time when you're a kid, you're thinking, but my mom, but my relationship with my mom. But you know what? Instead, you got a beautiful relationship with your grandmother, and you were given that. The universe said, okay, this isn't working out for you. We're going to give you this. So it's about focusing on what is working and not what's not working, and getting more of that, more of what's working. Let's think about more of what is working, even if it's small. People think, well, that's too small. Who's the judge of that? You.
Yeah. What makes you happy? It's what makes you happy, isn't it? What makes you get up and want to be alive? So when you're having those down days, or those, which we all get, as you said, it's taking, can we go back to that? Taking that 17, just show me again how you
sure. You know, I do a process called feel it first. So a lot of people think, well, I will feel better when my life changes, but it doesn't work that way. You've got to feel better first in order for your life to change.
Yeah.
And so you, it's a, and it's, people say, well, I don't want to fake how I'm feeling if I don't feel that way. It's not faking. You're practicing what's inevitable. You're practicing the future that you want to live. So it's not a matter of faking that you feel good. It's a matter of how good would it feel if this was real? Let me conjure up the emotion of how good that would feel if I were able to walk unassisted. Oh my gosh. If I were able to ride my bicycle again, if I were able to dance, which is something I can't do right now. And that really killed me inside for a long time. So what I do now is I envision me dancing. I envision me doing all of these things. And I'll tell you, it feels really good when you actually sit down and think the things that you want to think and feel the feelings as if it's already real. It's like, whew. And again, your brain's going to say, oh, but we know it's not true. And you just have to say, no, no, you just have, you don't beat yourself up and say, oh, I messed up. I already messed up again. No, you just, oh, you just direct yourself back without judgment, without insulting yourself or thinking it's never going to work. It is working. It's already working. It already has worked. That's just, you just have to control your mind. Your mind does not control you. You control it.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line of it.
It's really weird. Listen, I never thought this was the conversation I'd be having with you. I'm so impressed that we're on the same wavelength in everything, and that you're really talking about using energy.
Yes.
To change your life or make your life better or else. So can you... can you just tell my readers, can you tell my listeners where they can find you?
Well, they can email me, hello@ellenbereza.com, ellenbereza. They can also find, my website, ellenbereza.com. Where else can they find me? Facebook?
Yeah. And
LinkedIn?
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put all your socials in, everything sure. that I do. So can you leave our listeners with one tip that they can use now?
Yes. I've got so many.
I can't do. Just put you on the spot.
That's okay. You know, I think one tip is, and again, it goes back to just directing your feelings. But if you've never considered hypnotherapy, I do want to say this. It's all about who's driving your bus. So if you imagine you are sitting in the front seat of a bus, and who's driving? Child you. Little you is driving the bus. So you can yell directions all you want. No, I don't want to go this way. I don't want to. But the little kid doesn't understand. The little kid doesn't know. And it's going to keep driving that bus off of a cliff until you work with that child and merge with that child and explain to them. And through hypnotherapy, because you don't know, you're not sure where it began. You think, oh, well, I had XYZ experience. That's where it started. But the truth is, it's not experiences that cause our issues. It is the emotions that we attach to those experiences. Everything is based on our heart and the way that we feel. So if you can't change the experience, it already happened, but you can change the hold that it has on your current life by changing the emotions about it. And that's where hypnotherapy helps.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Ellen, for coming on. I mean, I've loved your honesty. I loved your compassion. And you really you've made me understand, and I'm sure our listeners, exactly what you meant. You were amazing, just so you know. I just wanted to
keep in touch with me, Jeanine. I'd love to talk to you.
Okay, so that's over. Ellen and I are saying bye, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.